Even left Coal Hill School, and there will be time enough for marking. Now Clara was in the far future, standing on the deck of a spaceship as it blasted off from a docking station 100,000 light-years from Earth. Sometimes, it was hard to get your bearings.
"Where are we again?" she asked.
"Exactly."
"The deep space private research vessel Alexandria. Omar Khan's. We're on a mission to find a lost wormhole in space."
"We are?" The doctor glanced crossly at her.
"I thought I told you all this in the TARDIS. Weren't you listening?"
Clara opened her mouth to reply, but it was too late. The doctor was already talking again.
"Small crew, team of research scientists. I've managed to wangle an invite. Let me do all the talking."
"As if I had a choice."
"Just a smile and try to look intelligent."
Clara pursed her lips. "Try?"
"Just do your best."
The giant servitor robot that had carried Raymond Balfour's luggage on board clanked back through the doorway leading to the rest of the ship. It had to stoop again, servo motors whirring quietly and efficiently.
"Excuse me, sir," the robot said, addressing Balfour, "but there appears to be something untoward in the main cargo hold."
Balfour frowned.
"What kind of something?"
"A police box, sir,"
Drug said.
"At least, that's what it says on the sign."
"That'll be mine," the doctor said, stepping forward. "Very important scientific equipment, vital to my work. Just leave it alone and it'll be fine."
"How did you get it on board?" asked Balfour.
"Never mind about police boxes," interrupted Tibby Vent. She pointed at the doctor. "Who is this man, exactly?"
"This is the doctor," explained Balfour. "He's an expert on space-time travel."
"Among other things," added the doctor.
"I've just signed him onto your team," Balfour added.
"I don't need anyone else on my team," Tibby said. "Certainly not an expert in space-time travel."
"Are you sure?" asked the doctor.
Tibby Vent stiffened visibly, clearly unused to being challenged.
"Come on now, Professor. You may have stumbled on the location of the oldest wormhole in existence, but do you actually know how it works?"
"Don't be ridiculous."
"I thought not."
"I meant, don't be ridiculous. I know full well how a wormhole works. It is a perfectly natural phenomenon."
"There is nothing natural about this particular phenomenon," the doctor said.
By now, everyone on deck was listening intently. Tibby Vent was completely irritated.
"What on earth are you talking about?"
"Nothing on earth, I can assure you. There is nothing at all on that tiny little world that can possibly prepare you for what you will soon encounter."
The doctor's cold gaze bored into her.
"That wormhole leads to the unknown, Professor. The absolute unknown."
"I am a scientist, Doctor. It is my job to explore the unknown."
"And it's my job to protect you from it."
Raymond Balfour stepped forward with a smile.
"Perhaps it will be better if we continued this discussion later. Professor, Truck can help you and your team find their cabins. I'll introduce the Doctor and Miss Oswald to the captain."
It was a skillful bit of diplomacy, Clara thought. But it didn't stop Tabitha Vent eyeing the doctor with obvious suspicion as Balfour led them away. Clara saw the robot, Trug, introducing himself to the professor, and then they disappeared from sight as they turned a corner.
"Professor Vent has a rather forthright personality," Balfour explained. "She's the best at what she does, but does sometimes lack the human touch."
"I know the problem," said Clara. "Believe me."
"She's heading up the research team, but we'll do the full introductions later," Balfour said. "I think you'll want to see around the Alexandria first. It's been designed and built to order, specifically for this mission."
"Based on a Heracles-class starcruiser, if I'm not mistaken," said the doctor.
"That's right, although we've added a few improvements. The ion thrusters have a 40-astron hyperdrive capacity. The hold is divided into state-of-the-art labs and research facilities with entopic hologram displays. The living quarters and cabins are fully appointed with artificial gravity tuned to absolute Earth normal throughout. Hull shielding has been upgraded to withstand 5 times the normal cosmic ray bombardment and heavy radiation."
"It's beautiful," Clara said.
"It must have cost a packet," said the doctor.
Balfour shrugged.
"The Alexandria is the most expensive deep space private research vessel ever built. But I think she's worth it. We're ready for just about anything."
"We'll see," said the doctor.
The Alexandria entered its natural habitat, the cold vacuum of space, like an eagle riding the warmest of thermals. Glittering under the arc lights of the docking port, the ship eased away from Far Station, away from the vast galaxy of stars behind it, and headed...